This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning, this is Nigel and you've tuned in to CNBCTV18 podcast. Well, we wake up to mixed cues coming in from the globe. Now, the US markets ended with a sharp rally, or a pullback rally is what we saw in Friday's trading session. So this morning, Asian markets, well, they're more or less subdued on the back of fears of a resurface of the coronavirus pandemic. On the back of that, we're seeing most Asian markets trading with a bit of a cut, and the SGX Nifty as well is indicating a start in the red. Now, in Friday's trading session, the Nifty took support at around the 20 DMA. We saw a sharp recovery from there. So part of the US markets rally that we saw on Friday's trading session, that's already in the price, because the Nifty rallied nearly around 400 points from the low point of the day. The Nifty Bank was up more than 1,100 points odd. And if you're looking for reasons, why did the Nifty see such a big rally? Well, the DIIs, they were at work. They pumped in nearly around 2,000 crores odd. Though the FIIs sold 1,300 crores, net-net institutions bought nearly around 700 crores. And that's the reason why we saw a big rally in Friday's trading session. Now, in the past week itself, the Nifty ended with a cut of around 1.5%. The Nifty Bank as well was down nearly around 1.5%. The positive being the broader market outperformance, and the mid-cap index ended with a gain of around 1.5%, telling you that the broader markets have been outperforming and stocks specific action has been going on out there, and select stocks have been doing well from the broader markets. In terms of levels that you're looking at, the 100 DMA now comes in at around 10,200. Remember, the past 1 week, the Nifty has taken a U-turn from around the 10,300 mark. So that's going to be the crucial resistance zone. Need to break that decisively to see a further move towards the 10,500, 10,700 odd level. On the downside though, the bulls have shown their attention that they want to go ahead and defend the 20 DMA. So 9,585, that's going to be the crucial mark on the downside. In terms of stocks we'll be looking at, well, Reliance will be the big boy that we'll be focusing on. A couple of deals over the weekend, nearly around $1 billion of investments coming into Jio platforms. So that stock should be in focus. Expect the stock to hold steady or open up in the green in today's trade. Eicher Motors, the numbers are a little bit disappointing, particularly on the margin front. Margins came in a little less than 20%. We were working with a number of around 23% odd. So that stock could be a little bit subdued, though the management commentary was fairly positive. They said that as the lockdown has eased, they're seeing strong initial customer interest as well as confidence. So let's see what that stock does. Hindalco, the standalone numbers looked good. The aluminum EBITDA as well as the copper EBITDA beat what the street was working with. So that should be a positive. Management commentary as well was fairly encouraging. So expect the stock to open up in the green. Grasim, well, the numbers were disappointing. And not just that, you know, they're pretty much in line. But the management commentary was fairly cautious, both in terms of pricing as well as volumes. So keep an eye on that stock. It's rallied 50% from the lows that we saw a couple of months ago. So expect that stock to be under some pressure. BHEL, they reported an absolute howler. So, you know, the quarterly loss of around 1,500 crores, that's the worst they ever reported on. And finally, in terms of big numbers we're looking at today, Tata Motors, IGL, Ashoka Buildcon, keep an eye out on all these stocks. This is Nigel, and you've been listening in to Market Buzz podcast, brought to you in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.